This first game, I mean, a lot of some of these guys playing for positions and stuff. Do you kind of look at this as playing for jobs as well? I mean, everyone talks about winning and losing that matters. It's really...
This is definitely another job interview, you know. You got to go out there and show the coaches what you're capable of doing, you know. Every play is very important, so you just got to go out there and work hard so you have a position on this team.
And obviously, if you look at that depth chart, you've already proven something up to number two. Are you even surprising yourself at how fast you've been able to progress?
Yeah, it's been pretty surprising. I thought I would struggle a little bit more, but I had good coaches and great veteran leadership in front of me, so I've just been learning after those guys and catching on very quick to all the different things that we've been doing.
And the thing is, you're playing such a key position in this 3-4, too. I mean, you're really, it's all about you.
That's what they always say, you know, the key to a 3-4 defense is the nose tackle. So you just got to be in there and play hard and play tough and take on the double teams, let the linebackers make all the plays.
Ronald teaching you anything at all? You talked to
him? Yeah, you know, you always learn from the guys that's been here for a while, that's been in the NFL for a while, you know, just watch the things that they're doing. You're trying to do the same thing or and better. So,
what's going to happen if you take off a little captain?
You'll see my cut that I got, but I'm keeping that, you know, private. Cause they
oh, come on. You're not private.
All right.
Let's see it.
They don't mess me up. But
spin. Let's see. What's it?
Yeah. They got me, but I'm trying to keep it under the wraps, but you guys exposed me out and stuff. So.
What happened? You got through day one without it.
I did, and they jumped me in the locker room. So 10 of them took me. They had to hold me down, and they got me. I couldn't do anything about it. I was mad, but it's straight now.
I heard you were popping off, though. I heard you had it coming.
Yeah, I kept telling them they wasn't going to touch me, but I know I'm pretty strong, but it was like 10 of them. I couldn't do nothing, so they got me.
Seems like dance boots, by the way. You think you're good for a competition?
I'm pretty good dancer. I've been dancing my whole life, ever since I was little, so if anybody want to dance against me, I'll take them on.
What number did you have with Coach Tootin today?
Huh?
Did you have a number today with Coach Tootin?
I was teaching them how to do the bounce with it. The Jay-Z song came on, so I'll teach them how to do it, so that's all.
Cool.
Chris, you've shown the push you can do out here, going against the same old line after 2 weeks. I mean, how much are you looking forward to doing against someone in different jerseys and really kind of showing how you can perform in that next job interview like you mentioned?
It'll be real funny. I think I'm going to enjoy it. You know, this is what I dreamed of, being able to play in the NFL and to be able to play against the 49ers, a team that I liked when I was growing up. I was always a Cowboys fan, but the 49ers too, and they had Jerry Rice. But it'll be fun and it'll be exciting. I'll be a little nervous, but I know my abilities, I know what I can do, so I'm just going to go out there and play hard.
And the Broncos too, right?
Yeah, the Broncos too.
When you put the uniform on, how special would that be, knowing that you're going out there?
It'd be very special, you know. It's a dream come true, like I said before, but I'm just looking forward to getting out there and playing and get those first couple of tackles. And I'm looking forward to playing against Michael Robinson too, because we went to college together at Penn State, so that was pretty fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.